So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Zoe. We're live in Seattle for MVP Summit. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so myself, Pragati. I'm a data platform MVP, and I work at Avanade, of course. I'm here with Zoe to attend MVP Summit.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've had a good week this week. First question, what does Copilot mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I think Copilot is everywhere. So I think in my view, Copilot could be like something which is really helping me to, you know, start developing something. Not from scratch, it kind of gives me like a pre-template already done, on top of which I can create and add more skills. So I really want Copilot to work as an assistance for my existing job.
So helping you get started, but allowing you to use your own knowledge
exactly.
and expertise.
Helping me to get started, but giving me all the flexibility to customize it at different various levels, I guess.
Brilliant. So which Copilots do you use?
So like currently, mainly I work in Microsoft Fabric area these days, because I come from Power BI background, but now Power BI is basically Microsoft Fabric. So like in Fabric, if you know, Copilot is like available at three different areas for us. One is if you are into data engineering side, then you can use it on the notebooks. If you're from the Power BI side, you can use it on the data flow. And then, yeah, apart from that, it's at some other place. I just forgot about it. But that's the area where, you know, it kind of brings more skills and adds more value to my current job.
Brilliant. And how are you actually using it? Like, can you give me examples of like specific things you've done where it's really added benefit?
Yeah. So like, I can actually point out two things. So in one way where Copilot has really helped me is like, you know, adding comments to my calculations that I add on top of the semantic model. It kind of just generates like pre-created comments around the measures or calculations that I'm writing in.
And we all know, for people who do development, writing comments and notes and explainers, that's like the most boring, hardest part.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, and where Copilot is actually adding value and making my life easier doing
and
that.
And making you a better developer.
A better developer, yeah, definitely. I mean, it increases productivity, right? I don't have to spend my time anymore in doing that because Copilot is doing that job for me. And then the second place which I would really like to highlight is, like, as I said, I come from a Power BI development background, but I don't have the coding background skills. Like, I'm not a data engineer, but in Microsoft Fabric now I've started using PySpark coding language to write my notebooks with the help of Copilot. I can literally go and ask Copilot, can you tell me this function or how to do this on my this transformation on my data? And that's where Copilot helps me and gives me like a code snippet which I can use and try to run and see what kind of results it's giving. So it kind of helping me to develop my skills in a way.
Brilliant. That sounds really interesting. So next question, is there anything that you're worried about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely it's Copilot, right? It's an AI thing that's happening for us. So, I mean, obviously, I mean, Copilot is not right every time. So sometimes you have to think, whatever results Copilot is giving, you need to make sure you validate it. Because it's still growing, it's still improving, because it will improve based on the inputs you give Copilot, right? It will grow over time. So at this stage, you really need to make sure that you validate your result, because not every time it's going to give the right result. You have to be very careful about what you're doing with it.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting one as well, because I've talked to lots of people where they give examples of thinking Copilot can help junior people get up to speed more quickly. But actually, if you've got a person who's junior, how will they know that it's right? They don't necessarily have the experience to know the code snippet, or the example I had from another MVP was around PowerShell, where he said that he asked for PowerShell scripts and it was only correct 2 or 3 times out of 10.
Okay.
So when you think about that in the context of it helping a junior developer, how will they know that it's right before they just apply this stuff and like, oh, a couple has given me it, so it's going to be right, I'm going to use it.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, that's the risk. You can't trust Copilot blindly. You have to be sensible about what it is giving and if it is the right way to accept what it has given you. So make sure to validate things.
Possibly. Yeah, and I guess it is Copilot, not autopilot, so that human in the loop is still really important.
Exactly, exactly. It's not autopilot. It's still it still gives you result, but you still need to make sure you are working on top of it just to make sure that it's right.
Yeah. So last question. I'd like to know either what you'd like to see next in the world of Copilots, or if you had a magic wand and you could make anything happen that would make it better, what would that be?
Yeah, I think something that I actually raised to product group team like 2 hours back. I mean, as a consultant, when I deliver end-to-end solution to a customer, the majority part of it is actually documentation, providing the right documentation to the customer about your solution, right? So currently we see already Copilot everywhere, right? So I would really want Copilot to do some kind of magic or flick a magic wand, but generate some kind of documentation for me, which I can get started with.
Yeah.
Because documentation is not the part everyone as a developer likes.
No, no, so it's the least essential.
Part.
Yeah, I remember working for an end user organization a few years ago, and we had someone build some SharePoint web part.
Yeah, yeah.
And my boss said to the third party company, "I'm not paying you to write documentation.
Yeah.
I'm paying you to build a solution."
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the bit that everybody needs, but nobody wants.
I mean, for me, documentation is the most important part of making a delivery. So, and that takes majority of my time as a developer because I hate doing it. But I still have to do it because when it comes to customer, you need to make sure their life is easier when you deliver that product, because after that, it's in their hands. So you don't have to make
it
their life...
It needs to be explainable, supportable.
Supportable. It needs to be as detailed as possible. So definitely, I don't want Copilot to do it as detailed as possible. But if Copilot can just give me like a starting template to start from what I've already developed, then it will be amazing for me. It's going to make my life a little bit easier as a developer.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining. I hope you have a wonderful end to the week. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe.